Stover hid his face in his hands and swayed backwards and forwards, groaning. Was she conscious?
Yes. Oh, if you knew how she's suffering, I can't bear it, I can't bear it! His voice rose to a shriek.
Damn it all, you haven't got to bear it, I cried impatiently. She's got to bear it.
How can you be so cruel?
What have you done?
They sent for a doctor and for me, and they told the police. I'd given the concierge 20 francs and told her to send for me if anything happened.
He paused a minute, and I saw that what he had to tell me was very hard to say.
When I went, she wouldn't speak to me. She told them to send me away. I swore that I forgave her everything, but she wouldn't listen. She tried to beat her head against the wall. The doctor told me that I mustn't remain with her. She kept on saying, send him away. I went and waited in the studio. When the ambulance came and they put her on a stretcher, they made me go in the kitchen so that she shouldn't know I was there.
While I dressed, Verstrova wished me to go at once with him to the hospital. He told me that he'd arranged for his wife to have a private room so that she might at least be spared the sordid promiscuity of a ward. On our way, he explained to me why he desired my presence. If she still refused to see him, perhaps she would see me. He begged me to repeat to her that he loved her still. He would reproach her for nothing, but desired only to help her. He made no claim on her, and on her recovery would not seek to induce her to return to him. She would be perfectly free.